Joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thank
you. I understand you've been traveling.
Oh, I had a wonderful time with the folks out at KCBX in San Luis Obispo. They invited me to their 25th birthday party, which was a lot of fun. But I'll tell you, I came back and I was watching Jeopardy. I understand now. What, are you close personal friends with Alex Trebek with all those New York Times crossword puzzle clues?
It was great. They had a category, as you saw, crossword clues S, using answers from that day's New York Times crossword.
Oh, it was great. Let me tell you, when I was at San Luis Obispo, a lot of the listeners who came to the open house came to me on Sunday and said, that on-air puzzle today was so hard, and I didn't get to hear it, which means I also didn't get to hear the challenge that you gave us last week. So would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it came from listener Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois. I said, take the phrase Shetland ponies, drop a letter, and rearrange the letters that remain to get a common request from a puzzle solver. What is it?
What is it?
Well, if you remove the letter D, you can rearrange the remaining letters to get no hints, please.
That's not a philosophy we follow on this portion of our program. All hints are helpful. We received about 850 entries to this week's puzzle, and our randomly chosen winner is Michelle Liguori, and she joins us from Harvard, Massachusetts. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm well. How long did it take you to come up with this?
Well, no joke. It was less than a minute or two.
Oh, wow. Well done. And you're a puzzle person?
Yeah, absolutely. Crossword puzzles, especially New York Times crossword puzzles.
Oh, well, bless you.
Maybe the on-air puzzle has just gotten a little easier for us today, as you flatter Will. Will, meet Michelle. Michelle, meet Will. And what do you have for us to play today?
All right, Michelle and Leanne, I've brought a new kind of puzzle today, something never done on the air here before. And after we see how it goes, I might never do another. Take the consonants S, T, R, using only these three consonants in this order, but adding as many vowels as you like. How many common, uncapitalized English words can you spell? And only the five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, count, no Y. For example, you might say star, S, T, A, R, adding the letter A. There are 18 other words that I'd call relatively common. Just say them as you think of them, any order.
Okay, stare.
Stare, how do you spell that?
S-T-A-I-R.
Yes.
And store, S-T-O-R-E.
Good.
And I'll need to think about this for a moment more.
Could you have stare, S-T-A-R-E? We had that one, stare.
Yes, both spellings, good.
Okay, stir.
Stir, excellent, S-T-I-R.
How about sitar, like S-I-T?
Sitar, excellent. You've got five now.
Okay.
Would you accept seater, someone who seats people, S-E-A-T-E-R?
I certainly will, and usher, very good.
Okay.
Let's see, there are a couple more answers, starting with S-T. Oh, go ahead, just anything.
Suture.
Suture, ooh, excellent.
Excellent, wow.
S-U-T-U-R-E, uh-huh.
But you say there were ones starting with S-T. I'm going to take this hint.
And put an E next after the T.
S-T-E-R, steer.
Steer,
steer, like uh-huh. And then there's a homophone of that.
S-T-E-R-E.
Right, that's a 1 cubic foot, I believe, or cubic yard, something.
Okay.
Metric measurement, anyway.
How about aster, A-S-T-E-R, or it has to start with S?
No, A-S-T-E-R, excellent.
Oh, well done.
And change one letter in that to get a new...
E-S-T-E-R to be ester.
Yes, ester, uh-huh. And you can also change a different letter in aster to make another answer.
Hmm.
What your household is in the morning.
A stir,
uh-huh. I give you another one. While we're on the A's, there's one more A, seven letters. Now, there's a vowel that follows the A, and it would describe a room that is barely decorated.
Oh, austere.
Austere, yes. Let's see. There's one more starting with S-T, six letters, and it's something that makes music.
A stereo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
What about a man who is wooing a woman?
A suitor.
A suitor.
S-U-I-T-O-R.
Uh-huh. And when someone is kicked out of office, that would be...
Ouster.
An ouster, uh-huh.
Hmm.
A form of literature that pokes fun.
Oh, satire. Mm.
Satire, yes. And one more, your last one. And this would describe a chimney that would make Santa's suit dirtier than anyone else.
Sootier.
Sootier is correct. You got all 18.
Do it?
You did it.
Well done.
My goodness, thank you for all of the hints.
Oh, Michelle.
It's been done without.
Absolutely, Will. I thank you, too, for all of the hints. Michelle, you were great. I think you might get away with doing this again. This was a lot of fun, as long as we have a listener like Michelle there for playing with us. And we're going to send you some things, Michelle, for being our guest today.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
A little bit of loot. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley.
Oh, yay.
And from Times Books, this is the fun one, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles you've heard here on the radio on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday. Your public radio station, ma'am?
It's 90.9 WBUR in Boston.
Excellent station. Michelle Liguori in Harvard, Massachusetts. You were terrific. Thanks for playing today.
Thanks so much, Leanne. Thank you, Will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. All right, Will. Well, that got me out of my hot tub stupor. Do you have a challenge for us to work on for the next week?
Yes, take the phrase tall tale. It's a familiar phrase consisting of two four-letter words that differ only in their last letters. Well, I'd like you to think of another familiar phrase like this, containing two four-letter words that name something you might see downtown. So again, a common phrase like tall tale, two four-letter words differing only in their last letters that name something you might see downtown. What is it?
When you know what it is, put your answer on a postcard and send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers because we want to call you if you're our winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.